So we start again, Samechesa mit Beis, eight lines from the bottom, my time of the Mumbaz. Mumbaz was the shita that said that when it comes to Shabbos, Mumbaz patters, unless there is a yediyah. There's no such thing as a tinik shenishba being chayv shogeg. Mumbaz compares shkoge to mezit. Just like mezit is yediyah, obviously you know what you're doing, so to shogeg needs yediyah. So that's why the Mishnah cannot be talking about tinik shenishba, but rather the Mishnah is talking about, that's called oim muta onus, but rather the Mishnah can only be talking about hikel b'sav shochach, but it was yediyah. Rabbi Kiva tells Mumbaz, if you need a yediyah, so you need a yediyah b'shas maisa. So Mumbaz says, yes, you need a yediyah b'shas maisa. The Gemara is going to discuss that. If you need a b'shas maisa, what makes you a shogeg? That's amazing. If while you're doing it, you have a yediyah, what makes it a shogeg? The Gemara is going to say what that is. But a component of Mumbaz shita is that you need a yediyah to be a shogeg, just like shogeg. So Gemara, my time in the Mumbaz, what's the reasoning of Mumbaz? The Chsiv. It says in the Pasuk by Avodah Zarah, Torah achas yelechem lo yisei b'shkogah. When you over Avodah Zarah, it's one Torah when you do b'shogeg. V'somach lein, the Pasuk next to it is, v'anevesh asher tase b'yad romo. B'yad romo means b'mezid. Hikish shogeg l'mezid. Ma mezid shoysu yediyah. Just like mezid is yediyah. Obviously you know what you're doing. Av shogeg shoysu yediyah. So there's no thing as tinik shenishba bin chai v'kor mechatos. That's not a shogeg. The Rabbanon, what do they do with the Pasuk? Haiter Achzma Avdilei, we boil it, Lichre Mikrile Reb Shua ben Levi Lebrei, a new pshat, a whole new pshat in the Pasuk, that Reb Shua ben Levi taught his son. Teir Achaz Yelechem Loise Bishkogo, it says it's one Teir for Oise Bishkogo, Uksiv, Tav Samach Teso Medalev. Vichy Sishgu, Veloisas is Kola Mitzvah Seela, when you're Bishoigeg, and you don't do all these mitzvahs, Uksiv in another Pasuk it says, Vanefsha Shase Biad Roma, which is Mezid, Biad Roma means Mezid, Huksho Kulum Lavi Dezora, we compare all mitzvahs. What's unique about Avodah Zarah? That you chayv on the mezid chorus and the shogeg is chayv chatos. I've called over shechavanes doine chorus while shigosei chatos. So it's telling me a new din, not to tell me that you need a yediyah, that shogeg has to have a yediyah like mezid. That's Mumbaz's word. No, according to Rabbanon Avad, shogeg means no yediyah. Can even be tinik shenishba. That's shogeg. You don't know. So what is the pasuk comparing mezid to shogeg? It's not comparing mezid to shogeg. It's saying that when you chayv a korban chatas on an averah that be mezid you chayv koris, be shogeg you chayv a chatas on those averahs that be mezid you chayv koris. Koris be mezid is shogeg be chatas. That's the whole limud of the pasuk. Zog di gemara. The elamum, that was the kasha we asked before. The elamum be shkoga be mai. According to Mumbaz, so you're telling me that there's a yediyah. That means you know what you're doing. If you know what you're doing, so what makes you a shogeg? Rabbi Kiva wants to ask Rekach, you know what you're doing, b'shas meisen. Mumbaz says, yes, en chanami. He agrees to Rabbi Kiva. You're right. Hoysafto. He says, so he told him, what was the lashon of Mumbaz? Omalohein, v'koshkin, shosafto. So he agrees that he says you need a yedi, even b'shas by a shogeg. So what are you a shogeg with? Ela mumbaz shkoga b'mai. Enter the Gemara. Kugoin she shogak be korban. A new yuch isoid. In the lav, in the issa, avada, you have a yediyah. So what makes you a shogig? The chiddush is that you're a shogig in the korban. I do not know that you have a korban. For that I'm shogig. I'm doing this aver with the ganze knowledge, the ganze yediyah. But I don't know that there's a chi of korban. And that's called a shogig. The Rabbonon, that's not called a shogeg. Shigas korban loish me shkoga. That's not called a shkoga. Zog Rashi, atche shogeg bavera atzma. Shogeg means in the mais avera, not in the punishment. If Mumbaz is mechadish, you're a shogeg because you don't know about korban. That's called a shkoga. So the chiddush of Mumbaz is that a shkoga in the korban is considered a shkoga in the chet. Because what makes the chet, meaning, without, if you would have known about the korban, then maybe you wouldn't have been choyta. The korban, the idea about the korban, that makes it a shogeg in the chet. My not knowledge of a korban, that's why I was choyta. If I would have known you got to be a korban, it's kosher and geld, maybe I wouldn't have been choyta. So it's meshach shaykh to the chet. The shogeg in the korban is considered a shogeg in the chet. Rabbonin said, no, korban is not. Is not a shogeg in the chet. Korban is a kapara on the chet. That's not called shogeg in the chet. According to Mumbaz, the korban is goofa coming on the chet. That's called the shogeg on the chet. And if I would have known about the korban, I wouldn't have done the chet. That's the machlokes Mumbaz and Rabbanon. What did you say?
Amazing.
No, you bring a carbon because you're shoygig on the carbon. I don't know that you have a carbon. That's called, even though there's a yediyah b'shas ma'isa, even on what you are doing. That's a chiddush of mumbas. It's called a shoygig because I don't know about the carbon. I'm shoygig on the carbon.
You bring some cipher that deals together of carbon is not kapara, just kapara. It would be kapara. How in the world is it?
What's a shaykh to the chet? Oh, so if it's an oynish, so then it's mezach shaykh.
Saying that if it's an oynish, he didn't know the oynish.
So and then I wouldn't have done it if I wouldn't know the oynish.
Exactly what they're always saying. Just that connects. That's right. Oynish, so he won't, maybe he wouldn't only want to have done it.
Right.
To a certain degree, it's a shaykh.
I mean, the question is, how do you look at carbon? It's carbon, kapara, no shaykh is to the chet. That's what Rabbanon learn. Zogt Rashi, atshishkoga b'avera atma. Kapara is not negated avera. Mumbas learned, it's an oynish. And that oynish is meishach shaykh to the chet. If I would have known about the oynish, maybe I would have abstained from the chet. So that's called the shogin in the maisa, in the avera itself. Zog the Gemara. Now, zog the Gemara v'rabbonon shkoga b'mai. Now, according to Rabbonon, obviously we're talking about that you were shogig in something. According to Rabbonon, that argue on mumbas. Rabbanon say that Tinik Shanishba is called a shogig. So what makes you a shogig? You're shogig in what? Tinik Shanishba means you had no idea whatsoever. So what's the requirement of the shkoga? How vight do you have to be shogig? In what aspect do you have to be a shogig? Shogig in the carbon according to Rabbanon is not called a shogig. You have to be shogig in the Avera itself. Well, the Avera has numerous parts of the Avera. Which part of the Avera do you have to be shogig in? Zog di mov Rabbanon, shkoga b'ma'ahi. And that's the machlokes of Yochan and Mishlokesh. Zog di gemore, zog di rashi. V'rabonu debo shkoga b'avera atzmo, shkoga b'may koma, shkoga b'kula milsa, b'la v'koris, or because the chudei. An avera has a lav, an avera has a koris. Do you have to have all aspects of the avera, the lav and the koris you're shogging in? Or is it sufficient in the koris alone? And that's machalik z'shok shabbi yechanon. Rabbi Yechanon omar, kem shkoga b'koris, once you're shogging in the koris, that's sufficient. Afa b'she hezit b'lav. In the lav, even according to Rabboni, you can be amazed. But in the chorus, I was a shoygig. I had no inkling that you have chorus. I'm shoygig in that. That's considered a shoygig. B'shlokish omar, no. Achi yishkog b'lav a chorus. Shoygig means you have to be shoygig in the lav and in the chorus in all aspects of that bear, the lav and the chorus. So that's yisoyzik machlokes b'shlokish b'yechlem. In the Rabbonon, what do you have to be shoygig in? Now, the lomdus that Achronim explained, or Sameach, and it's book B'Shem Yabchaim also, that Rabbi Yochanan holds that if you're shoygig in the kores is gorim the chi of carbon. Because we know, dova shechayim al zdoin a kores, al shigos echatos. So, how are you chayiv a carbon for being a shoygig? When you are shoygig in the kores, Shaboy. That means, because since the kores is gorim, that is the chi of carbon b'shoygig, so kores, shoygig in the kores is sufficient to be considered a shoygig on the carbon. As there's a Dar Samech and B'Shem Yabchaim, that's the why chorus is sufficient. Reb Ishlokish says, no, Achi Yishgoig, B'Lav HaKorus, you have to be Shogig in both. Now, the Achroinim also discuss, and the Rishash in Shavuos, and the Chazanish, and the Zerushalmi in Shavuos, according to Reb Yochanan, it says that you're Shogig B'Korus, and you Hazed B'Lav. So, if you're Mazed B'Lav, does that mean that you be Chayiv Malkus on the Lav? That would be a major chiddush. That would mean you would spalt, you would say, you chayv a korban and you chayv malchus. Even according to Mumbaz. According to Mumbaz that says that as long as you're shogig in the korban, that's considered a shogig. What about in the lav? If you're amazing in the lav, that means you chayv malchus. That means you'll come out in the Yerushalmi status. You can be chayv, there's two aspects. There's a lav shaboy that you can be chayv malchus on, and there's a korban shaboy that you can be chayv a korban on. So on a different part, that means on one maisa you can be chayiv and mechudish tikadin, carbon and malchus, because you're mazed on the lav. Let's say you're a master on the lav, so you're going to suddenly get malchus. So that's a major chiddush that Achronim discuss. Chazanish says either you could spalt or you can't spalt. It's the tata the sasri. How do you look at the hazed belav and shogeg bekoris? Zog the Gemara, Omar Rove, my time with Reb Shimon Lokish. Now we had Reb Shimon Lokish that says that according to Rabbanan you need shogeg in the lav and the chorus in every aspect. On the lav, you have to be shogig too. It's enough to be shogig on the kores like a Rabbi Yochanan. On the lav also. Rabbi Yechon, Hai Kodem, Shem Elok Shemai Ovid, Rabbi Yechon, it says you only have to be Shoig on the chorus. What he do is the Pasuk, Masha Loit Asenu, it says Mashma, a Shoig on the Lav, Mi Boy Lelich Netanya. A new Braisa, Shteid Mama Oretz, Prat Le Mumor. A Mumor, someone who's a Mumor, does not bring a carbon. He doesn't have the ability and the luxury to bring a carbon. A Mumor is a smile from Karbonus. Reb Shimon Loza Oimer, Mishum Reb Shimon, Asher Lo Itaseno, V'Oshem, and this we touch is from Lo Itaseno, Asher Lo Itaseno V'Oshem, Hashov Midi Osoy, Mevi Korban, Al Shigosoy, Lo Yishov Midi Osoy, Eni Mikorban Al Shigosoy. That means, you want to be Chayv Korban, you have to be a person that Shov Midi Osoy. You have to regret your Shogig. But now that you know about it, and you bring a karma and you know what you did wrong, you have to regret it. If you're still holding fest, say, no, I don't regret what I did, then you don't have the luxury to bring a karma. You have to be a shov me di yosai dik. You have to, let's stay in the pasuk, asher loita aseno v'oshem. You have to be a person that's a loita aseno. That, so there's really a suffix in the chronim. If, what's the Mishlam Melech is done in Hishkogus, Perigimel, what's the svar in shov me di yosai? Is the pshat shov me di yosai that means that at the time of the chet, if you would have known and someone would have told you it's osay, you would have backed off. That's called shov midi osay. You have to be a shov midi osay if you would have known b'shas the mice of the chet or no. Shov midi osay means befoil, when you bring the carbon, you have to regret it. You have to be shov midi osay. You can't be a person that's still holding strong. I'm doing it anyways. Then you don't bring a carbon. The luxury of carbon, you have to be a shov befoil. So that's a suffix. The shov midi osay means shov midi osay befoil b'shas the havasa carbon, or shov midi osay means Ilu Ayisiyadea b'shas the chet, that it's osir, I would have backed off. I didn't know, I was a shoygik. Is that the pshat in Shomidi Yosei? So they bring rayas from Toises, what the mashmois is, the machlekes Rambam and Toises and Chulin, what the Shomidi Yosei is, different mashmois and Lekan and Lekan. Now, the Tanakhama that says that a mumer is nismayet, so that means you could be, according to Pshimon that says, that as long as you're shav midi yosoy, you can be a mumer on the chelev and shav midi yosoy on the dam, that would also be considered shav midi yosoy on the aver of dam. Let's say you did dam. I can be mumer on chelev and shav midi yosoy on dam, you consider shav midi yosoy. According to the Kama, a mumer is out of the picture. A mumer is the smay. It doesn't make a difference that you're shav midi yosoy on dam. A mumer is the smay. That's a machlekes Tanakama and Reb Shimon. But akoponim, what does Reb Yechon do with the posuk, Ashleita Seno, which Reb Shlokish learns they have to be shoig on the lav, not just on the kores? He says they have to be a shav midi yosoy nik. You have to regret either b'shas the havasa carbon or ilo yisiyadea b'shas the chet. I would have been shav. But someone who would have hold strong against what he's doing and say, I still would have done it, that person is not called Shomid Yosai. He doesn't bring a carbon. This is the famous Mishnah of Ayin Gimel coming up about the Lametes Melochis. So it says in the Mishnah, the 39, the Mishnah enumerates the number. Aboim Chos Rachas. Zog Digamore Vavinam Bo Minyon Olomeli. Why does it have to say a number? Take out your calculator and count the amount of melachas. What do you have to say? The Mishnah has to enumerate the number. Count the Mishnah and you'll see the 39. Minyan olomeli v'omer Rabbi Yochanan. The reason why it says a number, shim osam kulam behelam echad. If you do all 39 melachas in one helam, in one aloma, without any knowledge in between, you don't know about the isam melachas behelam echad. So chayev al kol achas v'achas. You chayev on each one. There's a chiddush din called chilik melachas. Because usually, let's say a person eats chalev. There's two types of chalets. The Torah enumerates chalev of the dakim and chalev of the kerem and the kraim. There's different chalevs. So if you did behelam echad, you eat different types of chalevs, you only chayev one korban chatos. The chiddush over here is that if you do all the 39 melachas, there's a chiluk melachas. 39 melachas, you chayev a kolachas v'achas. That's the reason why it says the number 39. To tell me, shim osin kulam behelam echad, chayev a kolachas v'achas. Now, how is it shaykh that you have a shigas melachas, that you chayv on each one of them? Right? We said shigas, there was a shigas Shabbos, the second case in Mishnah, and the third case in the Mishnah was shigas melachas. Shigas melachas, we said, yadeshu Shabbos, vasa melachas harbin, b'shabbos is harbin, chayv kol av melachu melacha. That's called shigas melachas. What's the case of shigas melachas? That means you know about Shabbos, but you don't know about the melachas. So heichem ishkachas lo. Bezodin Shabbos, you know about Shabbos, v'shigas melachas. So now, let's go back to Machlokes HaShogeg Shem Yechonon. Bishlem L'Rabbi Yechonon that says, Kev on the Shogeg B'Kores. As long as you're Shogeg in the Kores, I don't know about Kores, so then I'm Chayev a carbon. Apish hayz belav, even though I'm mazed on the lav, that's called a shaygik. So then it's shayach that you're hazed b'shabbos and you're shigas melachas that I know about the lavim, but I don't know about the kores. So that's called the shigas melachas. So mishkach zekon yodlo l'shabbos belav. I know about the lavim. I know about all the lavim b'shabbos, but I have no inkling about the kores. That's called the shigas melachas. I'm a shoyg on the kores. El l'gevshim melachish da'oma. At sheyishgog belav kores. Shoygig means you're a shoygig. You have no inkling. You're shoygig on the lav and the kores. So what makes you that you have any knowledge about Shabbos? What makes you amazing on the Shabbos? Shigas melachas means I don't know about the melachas, but I know about Shabbos. It comes to shlokas, you need to be a shoygig on the lav and the kores. So what makes you knowledgeable about the Shabbos? I just don't know about the melachas. There's nothing left. The lav and the kores, I'm shoygig on both. What are you amazing? What are you hizit b'Shabbos on? So what do you know about Shabbos? You tell me you're a shoygig on the melachas, but you're amazing on the Shabbos. You know it's Shabbos. What do you know? If you don't know lav and you don't know the chorus, what do you know? B'mai de yoda. Zog the mogah b'mai. And zog the mogah el rishim el lakshom achiri b'lav v'chorus. Yoda leiv Shabbos b'mai. And to the gemara, the yoda b'tchumin v'alibit Rabbi Akiva. There's one thing left in Shabbos. Tchumin. Tchumin is not one of the melachas. Kong to Rabbi Akiva, it's the raisa. Question, you'd base mill, come to Abonon, but upon him, Truman, Libid Abakiv is the Raisa. So I know the idea of Shabbos, I have a knowledge of Shabbos, even though Truman is all different posik. It's not one of the Lamites Melochas, but I have a knowledge of Shabbos. Once there's a knowledge of Shabbos, so that's considered, is Hazit B'Shabbos, B'Shogak B'Melochas. The Lav and the Chorus I'm showing on, but I know about Shabbos. What's my knowledge, my extent of knowledge of Shabbos? Is a Truman. All the Lav and the Chorus I have no inkling about. I don't know anything about Lamites Melochas. I know it's called Is a Truman. Now, Tosis over here has a gevaldige kasha. In fact, Tosis, the Yoda B'tchumin, the small Tosis on the bottom, Teim Al-Ri, the second last Tosis, Teim Al-Ri, the Maile Koma, the Yoda Shabbos B'Essay. You could have said a simple teretz. He knows about the essay of Shabbos. D'chsiv of Yom HaShvi Tishbois. My knowledge of Shabbos is that's a mitzvah essay of Tishbois. U'chsiv Nami Shmaat Mitzvah Shabbos. That's Tosis kasha. Blab is a kasha. Now the Rishonim, the Ra'ah brought out in the Ran, he brings the Teretz that according to a Shlokish, you need a Shgoga, you need a Shgoga in the essay also. Just like according to a Shlokish, you need a Shogeg Belav of a Kores, you need Shogak be essay. So it can't be that the idea is on the essay. Because the reason why he said Shogeg Belav is Afukir Rabbi Yochanan, it says you don't need Shogeg Belav, only be Kores. But really, according to Shlokas, Zok the Ra'ah, that you need a Shogeg in the essay also. So that won't be considered a Hazen in the Shabbos. That's the Teretz he gives on Tais Kasha. Other Rishonim asked, Ritva asked, that you could have said he knows about Shabbos, the Gabri Dino Zocha V'Shomer. Zocha means Kachei Ola Yayin, B'Knisos V'Tziosai, Kiddush and Avdalto. So that would also be considered a unique idea of Shabbos. He says, Oynik Shabbos. We see Al-Kopon from his Kasha, Oynik Shabbos is the Raisa. He says, that could have been the idea of Shabbos. I know about Kiddush, I know about Oynik Shabbos. So he says, his answer is, that you need a idea in the Issam Elochus. A idea in the fact that you have to make Kiddush, that's not called enough of a idea in the Shabbos to be considered a shoygig on the melacha and amazing on the Shabbos. No, you have to have a idea in the Issa melachas, and that's not called the idea in the Issa melachas. Now the Tosis Shonim over here has numerous other kashas that the Gemara could have said. The Gemara says Yodalei B'tchumin. Tosis says a kasha, it could have said Yodalei the essays of Shabbos. And the Ritva has a kasha, it could have said that you know Zocha V'Shama, you know the din of Kiddush and Shabbos. Maybe say he knows about the lav of mechamer. That's his idea of Shabbos. He knows the melachas itaka doesn't know. He doesn't know the lav and the chorus. That is a shaygon. But he knows his idea on the lav of mechamer. Zok teisus that's shown him. Lo matzim meim diyod le belav de mechamer leman de omav feg basra de ein boy chatas the chaven the sova the atzme mutter. If he thinks that he himself he's mutter through melachas, he doesn't know he's a shaygon the lav and the chorus. So he's mutter on all the malachas. So koshken kesavur she'ena muze al behemtoy. It can't be that he knows about the lava mechamer. How could he think that he's allowed to do malachas and the animal can't? That doesn't make sense. That can't be considered the idea in Shabbos that he knows is the ism shvisas behemtoy. If he thinks he's allowed to do malachas, how could it be that the animal can't? Next kash effect is shown him. V'loy matzul meimar the yodle bahavoga alibed Rabbi Yosi. Why? So that can't be what it is. Maybe he doesn't know the Ovis, but he knows the Toldus. And that's called the Yediyah in Shabbos. The obviously, if he doesn't know Ovis, Koshkin Toldus, doesn't make sense he knows the Toldus. Next Kasha. Maybe he knows about the Skila. Dimkein lo shomi diyosu. That's not called shomi diyosu. Ve'ein svar loymar. Now he says the final kasha, and Achronim are busy with this last kasha. Ve'ein svar loymar, kugoin sheto b'shiurin. Maybe the shogig is that he thinks that you're allowed to be maver hey amis. That's called the shogig. Sheto b'shiurin. He doesn't know the amount of how much you're not allowed to be maver. Sheto b'shiurin, kugoin. The sovad loy mechayiv ela behavir hey amis. He thinks only chayiv in your maver hey amis in shus rabim. Oy b'toyfa gimel tviras, you only chayiv when you toyfa three tviras, or kais of gimel oisius instead of bezi oisius. He thinks you chayiv when you kais of gimel oisius. Zoktesis shonim the loy shchiach sheyishkach v'yomim midayto shir she'enoy. It's not mistavra that he doesn't know and he makes up his own number. Mechtesi makes up his own numbers. Gimel oisius you're not allowed to ride in Shabbos. Hey amis you're not allowed to walk in the shus rabim. That's not mistavra that's called the shikha over here. Now, so that's what Tosfos Shonim says. That's why this can't be the Shkoga. The Shkoga can't be in the Shiurim. The Tosfos Rid wants to answer this last Kasha. He says, if he knows the Melochi, just doesn't know the Shiurim, that's not called the Shogig Bechlal. That's called Karvel Amazit. I know the Melochi. I know exactly it's also to walk in the Shus Rabim. Just I don't know how many Amos. That's called Karvel Amazit. That would be not considered a Shkoga Bechlal in the Melochi. So it comes out of Yisoyiz Dikam Achleikas between the Taishonim and Taisrid. The Taishonim learned that if you're Shoigig in the Shiurim, that's called a Shoigig. Mashiach and the Taisrid learns, no, that's called Karv Lemezit. The fact that you know there's an Issa, just you don't know the Shiurim, that's not called a Maisa Shoigig. And L'chayr, it's a Chiddush to say so, because just like if you think something is Mutter, it's called a Shoigig, so too if you think that this Shiur is Mutter. If I think Dalai Lamas is Mutter, so why is that not called a Shoigig? So the Amudei are Rabbi Chil Heller in Simon Yudalad in the Sefer, he says in the end of his Simon Yudalad, he wants to mitaret and he says that since I know that I'm oivan chatzis shir, so that's called a mezit. Ein chenami, you think it's up till hey amis is mutter, but chatzis shir for zoivad, you know that it's awesome because chatzis shir is awesome. So mele, it's called a mezit because mitzad the chatzis shir it's not considered a mezit, and that's what that would not be considered a shoygig. Unless he didn't know there's an Issa of Chatzishir, that Chatzishir is awesome in the Torah. Or do you say Chatzishir by all Yisur Shabbos? That's a whole sugi also, and Rashi led in Dafayin Dalet. But Kaponim, that's what he wants to answer. Knowing five Amos is also in your mind, or thinking Gimel Oishis is also, so that's not considered a Shoyeg because Mitzat Chatzishir, you considered you're amazed because you know you're being Oivan Chatzishir by less than five. Zog the Gemara weiter, man tana lohod tonu rabonon. Who is the Tana that says as follows? Shogak bezeh uvezeh. If he's shogak bezeh uvezeh, Zogt Rashi, that's referring to that a person is shogak b'Shabbos, shigas Shabbos, and shigas melochas. So over here, that's the greatest shogak possible. Shigas Shabbos and shigas melochas. Zeh shogak on b'teri. That's for sure shogak. Hezit bezeh uvezeh. That means you're amazed in the Shabbos, amazed in the melochas. That's of course ain't chomezit gol mizeh zehu mezit on b'teira. Shogag b'Shabbos v'hezit b'malachas. If you have a shiga Shabbos, or shogag b'malachas v'hezit b'Shabbos, or you have a shigas malachas. So either a shiga Shabbos or a shigas malachas. Oisha omar yodani m'shalachas u'asuga. I know that this malach is osa. Aval eini yodei shechayov in alav kolei korban. It says clearly that my shkoga is I don't know yichayv a korban. I'm not sure if you have a carbon or not. So that's considered a shoygeg. Who said before, we had before, Mumba Zashita. Mumba said, Shkoga means, Avada, you have to have a yediyah. It's called a shoygeg, kugan shoga be carbon. Rabbanan say, no, shigas carbon is not called a shkoga. You have to have a shkoga in the aver itself. Shkoga in the carbon is not called a shkoga. Who is the man, the omen, that says that even a shoygeg in the carbon, shit, clear in this brisa. It says, this is shigas malachas, this is shigas Shabbos, this shoga zebazeh. But is even a shoga in the carbon is called a shoygeg. Who is that like? Zogdi Gamoga. Oishaoma yedeni shemalachas wa asoga wa leye deh shachemana le carbon aloi chayev. Kaman kamumbaz. That's like mumbaz that said that shigas korban is called a shkoga. Zogdi Gamoga om rabaya. Hakol moidim. Meaning, everyone agrees. We had machloikas according to the Rabbonon that say that shigas korban is not called a shkoga, but rather you have to have a shogeg in the aver itself. And in machloikas the shlokas Rabbi Yochanan, to what extent? Rabbi Yochanan says shogeg b'koris is enough. You don't have to have a shogeg in the lav. Rabbi Shlokas says you have to have a shogeg b'lav b'koris. So the Gemara, hakol moedim b'shvuas bitui. Shvuas bitui is when a person makes a shvu, he says, she'oichel, I will eat, or lo'yoichel, she'ochalti v'lo'yochalti. So you chayv a korban. Now over here, you're not chayv koras. This is a mechurish dekadin korban. Usually korban, when you chayv, you're b'mezid, you chayv koras. Over here, you're not chayv koras on the shvua. So over here, everyone agrees by shvuas bitui, she'ein chayovin ale korban, achi yishgoik belav shabo. Meaning, even Rabbi Yochanan had said before that shogag in the chorus is sufficient. You don't have to have a shog in the chorus and the lav. Over here, he agrees that shogag belav is sufficient because here talking about chayv chorus. There is no chorus, but he agrees that shog in the lav, in shog in the lav, that you need a shog in the lav. Zok demoga hakomoidim that what that she ain't chayv in the korban at she yishgoik belav. Everyone agrees you have to have a shog in the lav. Even Rabbi Yochanan says usually shogag in chorus is enough. Over here, there is no chorus. So here, he agrees you have to have a shog in the lav. So the Gemara, hakom oidim b'shvuas bitui, she'en chanon ekoben, at she yishgog belav, shebo. Hakom oidim man, who's his hakom oidim? So the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan before that said that shogog b'chorus is sufficient. Over here, he agrees you have to have shog in the lav, because there is no chorus. So the Gemara, pshita, obviously you have to be shog in the lav. There is no chorus. So Gemara, kikom Rabbi Yochanan, hechadika chorus. When there's chorus, then it's sufficient to be shoig in the chorus. Aval echad the leka chorus, there is no chorus. Loi. So obviously you have to be shoig in the lav. What's the chiddush? So Gemara, no. Salkadait chamini, you might think, hoyel the chai of korban, chiddushu, the becholatel kulo le ashkon, lav, the maise le korban. Usually we don't find a korban for a lav alma. Usually only chai of korban when there's also chorus. So, vahocha maise, over here you're bringing a korban even on a lav. So maybe kishogak b'korban nami l'chayev. Maybe it's sufficient if you're shogig in the korban. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would agree that over here it's sufficient to be shogig in the korban. That was Mumbaz's chiddush. Mumbaz said that shogak b'korban is considered a shgoga, and Rabbonin say shigas korban lo yishma shgoga. Maybe over here where there is no chorus, and there's only a lav. So maybe over here that you'll be chayev if you're shogig in the korban too. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan would say not to be shogig in the lav shaboy. Maybe you have to, it's sufficient if you're shogig in the korban. Shigas korban will be enough like mumbaz. Zok the Gemara, hoil v'chidushu. Hoy the chayv korban chiddushu the b'cholatoy kulo yashkan lav the maisel korban v'ochem maisel so kishogah b'korban nami l'chayv. Maybe that should be sufficient, even according to the rabbanon and according to Rabbi Yochanan, shogah in the korban is enough. Komashvelon that no samachtes on base komashvelon that Rabbi Yochanan agrees you need a shogah in the lav. You can't, true, there's no shkog in the chorus because there's no chorus over here. But you need a shkog in the lav. And you can't say shigas korban is enough because over here there's no chorus. You need a shkog in the lav. And the shkog in the korban is not enough. Shigas korban lo shmei shkoga and not like mumbaz. And that's the chiddush of it. It's not so pshita. The word that you have to have shkog in the lav is not pshita. Because you might think, maybe over here agrees to mumbaz, that shigas korban is enough. Now, there's Yerushalayim Machlekes over here by the Shvuas Bitui, what the Shkoga is. Rashi says in the Bamaska Shvuas Bitui that he made a Shvua that Shaloy Oichel, and then he ate. He's not Chayev unless Elam Ken Shochach Shvuosoy Kesheochal. He forgot about his Shvua. That's the Shogig. B'shaz Da'achila, I forgot about my Shvua. The hashtag Shogag Belav Shabo. I'm Shogig in the Lav. I forgot about my Shvua. That's called Shogag Belav. So he forgot the Shvua. Tosis says in the bottom that it doesn't mean he forgot the shvua, but rather elashabishas achila hayosover the mutalav al shvuosai. At the time of the achila, he thinks you're allowed to be oiv on the shvua. I didn't forget my shvua. Just I thought you're allowed to be oiv on the shvua. The Rashi pirush the bishas achila shochesh nishba that he forgot about the shvua. Ein nira the ein ze koru shogak belav shabo. That's not called shog in the lav. That I forgot about the Shvua. Shogag Belav means I think that you're allowed to be oiv on the Shvua, like Tosa says. That's called Shogag Belav. Not like Rashi says that I forgot about the Shvua. If you forgot about the Shvua, it's not Shogag in the Lav. That I forgot about the Shvua, I'm not Niskar. That's not a Shogag in the Lav of the Shvua. We'll stop over here. The top of Samachtes, Omid Beis, Meisve, in the top of Omid.